You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 0% financing for 84 months right now on the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado, plus up to 10 grand in price reductions. This may be the best deal on Silverados ever. Check it out, Lakewood Chev. Mr. Butcher, free agent signing, elected to go to the New Jersey Devils. Over the weekend, Chris Ryan, New Jersey Devils reporter for NJ Advance Media, joins us now. And Chris, NCAA free agents become very highly touted in some cases, and maybe a little bit overhyped, not their fault whatsoever, but just usually their signings happen at a time when there's not much else going on, so everybody focuses on them. But what can you tell us about Butcher? Where do you see him slotting into New Jersey?
Hi, thanks for having me, guys. I did see him slotting in maybe that bottom pairing, at least to start up the season. The Devils are kind of a little bit weak towards the back of their defense, even at the top of their defense. They need help all around. But the opportunity is definitely there for him to potentially make this team out of camp and play in that sort of bottom pairing role and even maybe get some time on the power play. That's another spot where the Devils really need a guy that can play the point and drive the play on the power play.
Yeah, you know, you look at their top four. You got Andy Green. You've got Ben Lovejoy. I guess you got John Moore. But then Damon Severson. And I would suggest that Will Butcher's a little bit like Severson. I mean, two offensive-minded guys. Who would be their partners in those situations?
You'll probably end up seeing Andy Green play with Damon Severson in that top line. They played top pairing. They played together a lot last year. And then John Moore would probably jump into that second pairing with Ben Lovejoy, just because those are their veteran guys, and they'll probably try to shield a few of the younger guys. So that probably puts Butcher in that bottom role with either Steve Santini or maybe Marco Mueller. Butcher said today that he's comfortable playing either the left or the right, so the Devils might have a little bit of flexibility there in terms of getting him into the rotation.
It's interesting to read the comments that he had. He says that he's NHL ready. You know, his game's up to speed. You know, what do you think about that? You know, does the organization feel that same way, that he's ready to go into maybe 15, 18 minutes a night?
I think training camp will tell that. I think it's that's exactly what you're going to expect him to say coming out of camp. I don't think you're going to expect him coming in to say, no, I'm not ready to jump into the NHL. But I would expect him to compete for a spot in the team to give him that opportunity. There's a reason they pushed after him so hard, and there's a reason that Ray Sherrill and John Hines kept looking for defensive options and left a spot open for him, honestly, and didn't add maybe a veteran such like Cody Franson or that kind of free agent earlier in the summer. The opportunity is there, and the Devils think they need a young player like Will Butcher just to jump in and potentially serve as a role now and down the road, too.
Funny you bring up Franson, because I was looking at New Jersey's depth chart, and even with the addition of Butcher, I think they could easily add another defenseman. They've got cap space. Do you see them adding another D-man before training camp?
I definitely could. Like you just said, they have the cap space, and there's definitely the need for help on the defensive end in any shape or form. And they did the same thing last year when they brought in Kyle Quincy about a few days into training camp, and he ended up making the team and playing a pretty big role. So I think they'll keep their options open. They may go into camp with an open mind and letting these young guys compete, but they're going to be open to adding another veteran like Franson or someone like that who's still available when training camp rolls around.
You look at the pedigree of Butcher. I mean, the guy was the captain of his team. He was a Hobey Bake winner, and they won the championship. Was that part of the package that the Devils found appealing as well?
Yeah, I think that's part of kind of what their summer theme has been, adding guys that kind of have that winning mentality and know what it takes to kind of be in a locker room with that, actually can win games. When you look at Marcus Johansson, when you look at Brian Boyle, guys that have won games in the NHL in the past, I think that same philosophy can apply to Butcher and what he did at Denver, being a leader and being a winner, too.
Chris Ryan joining us from New Jersey. Discussing the Devils, of course, they sign Will Butcher. They also, earlier this summer, signed their number one overall pick, Nico Hischier. They got bad news with Travis Zajac done for an extended period of time in New Jersey. The Devils had a very tough season last year, Chris, and when I look at their offseason, I know they did make that trade for Marcus Johansson, and you bring in Nico Hischier, but it's, you know, no offense, he's not a Connor McDavid, so you'd be surprised that if he's going to make a massive impact on this team. Is a lot of their turnaround going to be on the shoulders of a guy like Corey Schneider, who, based on his numbers, had a down year last season?
It will. I mean, Corey, since he got to New Jersey, he's kind of bared a lot of the weight in terms of this team's success. And even when they were kind of lacking for talent up front, he played well and kind of kept them in pretty much every game he played. Last year was hopefully a little bit of an anomaly in his mind, and he can bounce back and be more like the Corey Schneider of old. And I think that's what he expects personally, and I think the Devils coaching staff and players expect a bigger year from him as well.
How big of a problem is it with Travis Zajac now? Do they try to backfill out with another free agent, or are they fill from within?
I think the signing of Drew Stafford was partially due to that, to add another veteran up front who might be able to fill in the top six. I know he's a winger, but I could see them move. Adam Henry played a lot of left wing last year. I think he'll definitely be back at center to begin the season, because they don't want to throw Nico Hischier or even Pavel Zacha into that top line center role right off the bat. They want to give them a little bit of time to kind of adapt and show themselves in the second, third line and shield them. And that's another reason they brought in Brian Boyle too, to go against some of those top centers in key situations and not kind of expose Hischier or Zacha too much early on.
One last one quickly about the Devils and just the state of their organization within their fan base. You know, even when they were winning, you know, they were always a team that, you know, then they had tons of money back then. They were one of the teams that spent a fair amount. But over the last decade, Chris, and they got the new arena. It's a great facility here. You know, one of the newest rinks, I think second or third newest rink now in the National Hockey League. How is that franchise? Are they very stable financially? Look, you know, there's a lot of nights where the arena wasn't full. Are the Devils, you know, a solid organization right now? Are there small concerns there?
No, from everything I've heard, I don't think from share to ownership to everyone involved, it seems like they're in a good financial situation. And when it comes to just spending money and spending money on the cap, share is just not going to force it. He kind of had a long-term plan coming in. He wasn't going to try to fix this in a year or two with free agents. He was going to take his time. Even if the Devils have the cap space, he's not going to necessarily go out and use it immediately. I think if he gets to the point where he sees an opportunity to kind of immediately make this team into a contender, he'll make spend that money down the line. But at this point, he's just not going to force it. He tried to at a point earlier this summer with Kevin Shattenkirk and trying to bring him on a big deal because he was a guy they thought could bolster that defense. That didn't work out. But I think when the time comes, the Devils will spend the money. And now with their younger players down the line, hopefully they can keep that money and lock a few of them up long-term. Severson is, like we mentioned before, he's still looking for a contract. So the Devils might sign him long-term, depending what agreement they come to before training camp. But I think they're going to be a little conservative for now until they have the opportunity to spend it in the way they want.
Chris, I appreciate your time, man. Have a great one.
Thank you, guys.
Chris Ryan from the New Jersey Advance Media.